welcome to the Off the Wall Museum. I'm Rain Polkowski, and I'm here with no one other than the lovely Lucas Brewer.
Thank you for that introduction. I appreciate that.
And if you're here to listen to something a little weird, extremely interesting, or just plain bizarre, today we are going to be starting off this podcast with an event in history that somehow managed to exist, the 1904 Summer Olympics.
Sweet.
So it ran on the campus of Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. It was the first time the Olympic Games were held outside of Europe, so I guess you could say that the United States didn't leave a very good rep with that. But I guess it was a memorable one.
Wait, so it was in Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri.
Why? Why Missouri?
I don't know. We'll get into that a little bit later. But right off the bat...
Of all places, Missouri.
I know, right?
Like, what about, like, New York City or something?
So, right off the bat, the games were unusual in the fact that they lasted for nearly 5 months.
Five freaking months? Oh my god, 5 months? That's insane. Okay. Why 5 months?
I don't know. Most modern Olympics last about 2 to 3 weeks, but the 1904 games went for a whole 146 days.
Screw that, man. If I was an athlete in that, I'd be like, I'm out, man. 5 months? No way. See ya.
Not many top athletes from outside the United States and Canada attended due to tensions from the Russo-Japanese War.
So not a lot of athletes attended this Olympics?
No.
Because it was in Missouri?
Getting to St. Louis was rather difficult to get to, and it was, after all, 1904.
Did they have planes back then?
I can't answer that question.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. I think they did. I don't know. Not commercially, though.
Definitely
not. You'd have to take, like, a horse and saddle.
Yeah.
To Missouri.
Across the ocean.
Across the ocean, yeah.
But only 62 people out of 651 total athletes who competed in the games came outside North America. Only about 12 nations were represented overall. So because of this poor international turnout, the United States ended up winning a total of 239 medals.
Let's go! Team USA, baby!
95 of those were gold. And it was the largest haul ever in a single Olympics.
What do you mean, haul?
The largest, like, amount of medals that a country has gotten from an Olympic Games.
Okay. Well, I wonder why. Two countries attended. Canada and Mexico. 12. No? Oh, okay.
12.
Okay, 12, but pretty much Canada and Mexico, probably.
But here are some interesting and cool facts about the St. Louis Olympic Games before we get into the really weird stuff.
Ooh, exciting.
So the three medal format, the gold, silver, bronze, right, to represent first, second, and third.
Exactly.
It was introduced for the first time at the 1904 Olympics.
Now I have a question, side note.
Yeah, sure.
Because I know, like, the Greeks did, like, the Olympics, like, in, I don't know, whenever the Greeks were around.
Yeah.
You know, ancient Greece, whatever. They started it, right?
Yeah.
And then there was a big break. Is this, like, the first Olympics that the world started up again?
What are you talking about?
Cause,
no.
Yeah, because there wasn't an Olympics for, like, a while.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. For, like, a couple centuries. Because after, like, I don't know, whatever happened with the Greek people in ancient Greece, I don't know. I don't know. Zeus came down with the lightning bolt or something. I don't know what happened, I'll be honest. But, yeah, it was, like, a big break. Like, there was, like, a centuries where there was just no Olympic. And then we started back up again. And so I wonder if this is the first Olympics.
I mean, it would explain a lot. And, yeah, you'll understand in a sec.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
Another interesting and cool fact is that we had some debut sports.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like boxing, especially, but also freestyle wrestling.
Freestyle wrestling? What's freestyle wrestling? Is that like WWE? Or...
I don't think so.
No. Okay. That was after the 1904 Olympics. Okay.
Dumbbells. And the decathlon and swimming events were held in a pond. And one of the most remarkable athletes was the American gymnast George Iser, who won 6 medals, even though his left leg was made of wood.
Is this guy a pirate or something? What the heck? What? He had a wooden leg? What was he a part of?
He was a gymnast.
How the heck does that work?
I don't know.
Maybe he had, like, an advantage, you know?
Because of the wooden leg.
He might have. Like, if he did a flip, you know, he had to land, you know, he just had the wooden leg to land on.
Maybe, I don't know. James Lightbody, a Chicago runner, set the world record in the 1500 meter. Sprinter Archie Hahn set an Olympic record in the 200 meter of 21.6, which stood for 28 years.
Whoa.
But now, this is where things get bizarre. So just some background. At around the same time as the Olympics, the Louisiana Purchase Exposition, also known as the St. Louis World's Fair, was going on, which supposedly, to the average attendee, promoted entertainment, pop culture, and consumer goods. The committee of this fair worked to secure a deal with the Amateur Athletic Union to hold the 1904 Track and Field Championships as part of the World's Fair. They also had their own sports activities. So the 1904 Olympics was pretty much meshed with the World's Fair.
So they were going on at the same time?
Yeah.
In the same area?
Yeah, it was kind of like all one event in a way.
In Missouri.
In Missouri.
For whatever reason. Because it's...
it's Missouri.
Who doesn't love Missouri?
I
couldn't tell you a city in Missouri, but apparently...
St. Louis.
Yeah, whatever. I didn't know that till just now, if I'm being honest.
So, with that being said, the organizers of the World's Fair held Anthropology Days, which were human zoos, displaying 1,400 indigenous people in exhibits that presented them in their natural habitats.
It's freaked up, dude.
Another 1,600 indigenous people were displayed at areas of the Louisiana Purchase Exposition, including the model school, where Native American students presented their quote-unquote successful assimilation.
What's that mean?
That they are integrated with society and that they're no longer savages.
Well, they were never savages.
Yeah, but that's what they think.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. That they're better people now.
So that's what the common people of 1904 thought of Missouri.
Yeah. The goal was to demonstrate race, progress, and civilization, but it was also used as a way to create publicity.
Yeah, putting people in cages is a good way to do that.
Yeah, for the official Olympic events, the natives were actually encouraged to compete at the Olympic events, and about 100 of them did.
Did they win? Any of them?
Well, they were paid to do events like archery, the javelin throw, and specially made competitions like pole climbing and mud throwing.
Mud throwing?
What's even more appalling about all of this was that these events were advertised as a way to show the indigenous people's natural athleticism, but none of those that participated received any instructions on how to do the events, and so they were basically just made fools. The organizer of Anthropology Days, James Sullivan, announced by the end of it that the contests were simply proof that the savage has been a very much overrated man from an athletic point of view.
Dang.
Another crazy thing about the 1904 Olympics is that it is famous for including one of the most outrageous marathons in Olympic history.
Wait, so a marathon is, what, 24? 24 miles, right?
Yeah, around there.
Do they still 25? Do that in like the Olympics?
Yeah,
are you sure?
I don't know.
How would they do that, though?
I don't.
It makes sense. I think they do.
But anyways, many people, 18 of the 32 competitors to be exact, were forced to quit from exhaustion due to the 90-degree weather, excessive dust on the road. The road was inches deep in dust.
Sheesh.
Like, no joke.
Was this during, like, the Dust Bowl?
No, it's Missouri.
That came later. It was after.
Yeah. No, it was after.
It was after. Definitely after, but not too far. A couple decades, I think, or something.
Yeah. And the marathon was 24.85 miles long.
Jeez.
With seven hills ranging from 100 to 300 feet high. And a lot of them had really steep ascents.
Who wants to do marathons anyway? Like, who finds that fun? Let's see. I'm gonna go run 24 miles. I mean, what is that?
I don't know.
I'd rather die than do that, if you want the honest truth. I mean, somebody said, hey, go run 24 miles. I'd be like, no thanks.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I won't even run a mile.
Right. I've run a 5K before. That's the most I've ever done.
I used to do cross country, actually.
That's cool. Anyways, there were only two places where the competitors could get water because the organizer, James Sullivan, again, wanted to have the athletes drink as little as possible so as to experiment what
This guy's a genius. Let's not give our athletes any water. What?
He wanted to experiment what dehydration would do to them.
Okay, so he was like a mad scientist.
I mean, apparently it was a very common area of research at the time.
Right.
So...
I mean, you know, they're in Missouri in 1904. The people there, they're not smart. They're not smart. Don't say that. I mean, come on. Who are you kidding?
I mean, it's Missouri. There's nothing to do in Missouri.
In 1904.
They probably got bored or something.
So they just decided to not give their athletes water?
I guess not. One of the competitors actually almost died.
I wonder why.
Because he had gotten a stomach hemorrhage.
Oh, God.
And didn't receive quick enough medical attention. And the dust had covered his esophagus and tore the lining in his stomach.
Oh.
Another, Len Tao from South Africa, was chased off course for a mile by a pack of wild dogs.
Oh, God.
Cuban runner Felix Carbajal showed up in a long-sleeve shirt, dress pants, street shoes, and a beret.
For the marathon.
For the marathon.
Okay. All right. So, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe people just weren't smart in general back then, 1904.
Well, okay.
Everyone was like, yeah, we're not the smartest.
Well, okay. He had saved up money to come to the games and lost all of it while gambling on the first night in the U.S.
So why would he wear dress? Like, wouldn't he? If I was him, I'd just, like, cut them or something.
He was penniless, and he didn't have the proper athletic wear. I mean, one...
Just go in, like, underwear at that point.
One of the fellow competitors actually grabbed a pair of scissors and cut his
pants.
Oh,
okay.
They're like, I'm going to help you out. So they cut him.
So they were kind of smart back then. No, people were smart in 1904. But just not in Missouri.
God.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. There's a lot of famous, smart people from Missouri,
but
I'm sure.
It doesn't just end there for Felix. Not only that.
Okay.
But he stopped during the race to eat some rotten apples that were given to him on the sidelines by an orchard. And he ate them and suffered from intense stomach cramps. So he took a nap in the middle of the marathon on the side of the road.
God bless him. I'd do the same thing.
And he's still placed fourth.
Oh. Wow. So how many people ran, though? Like, how many people?
32.
Wow. So like, a lot of people just gave up, I'm assuming?
A lot of people were exhausted and had to quit.
Because they had no water. Because some guy was like, eh, let's not give these guys water. It's like 100 degrees out. Eh, they'll be fine.
So the winner of the race was Thomas Hicks. But it's not like it was a fantastic win. He spent the last 10 miles of the race in complete pain.
Oh, God.
He begged.
10 miles, too. Holy crap.
He begged for water, but the crew wouldn't allow it. And so they instead just dabbed his mouth with a sponge. They gave him multiple eggs and brandy just to keep him on his feet.
Brandy? Isn't that alcohol?
Yeah. They also gave him multiple doses of toxic strychnine.
What's that?
It's rat poison.
Oh.
Because at the time...
At the time... People weren't too smart.
At the time, using quote-unquote performance-enhancing drugs was technically allowed. And it's actually the first recorded instance of drugs being used at the Olympic Games.
Rat poison. That's...
Well, because it was thought that in small doses, it would be kind of like steroids, you know?
Who thought this?
Someone who tried rat poison one day.
And was like, oh, jacked all of a sudden. I want to go run a marathon. This is a great idea. Was he from Missouri?
But anyway, he was given all these things, and he still ended up needing assistance from others and was basically carried across the finish line. His winning time, 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 53 seconds.
He did that in 3 hours?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All things considered, I could not do that in 3 hours.
Well, 3.5 hours.
Well, I mean, still, 3.5 hours, that's pretty good for someone that got poisoned with rat poison.
That's true.
And also had no water.
So, as you can see, this marathon was heavily protested, saying that it was incredibly dangerous and needed to be abolished. However, there's even more craziness from this marathon.
Oh, God.
The weirdness comes from none other than the man, the myth, the legend, Fred Lourdes.
Who's that?
He competed in the Olympic marathon and was actually doing quite well, maintaining fourth place for a while, until he developed severe cramps and had to drop out at around the 9 mile mark. So exhausted, he eventually got a ride back to the stadium. However, 10 miles later down the road, the car all of a sudden breaks down. Of course, by this time, Lourdes had gotten a good break.
Right.
And he had caught his breath.
Okay.
So he just resumed running.
Good for him.
For the last couple miles of the race. Good for him. And he was the first person to pass over the finish line.
Awesome.
Everyone watching genuinely thought that he won and was just about to accept the gold medal until someone finally exposed him.
Ugh.
And what does Lourdes do? He tries to brush it off, saying it was all just some elaborate joke.
This guy's a comedian.
But the Amateur Athletic Union did not find it funny and banned him for the rest of his life.
Oh, poor guy.
However...
Oh, got it. It's deeper, too. Okay.
My man Lourdes later got this ban repealed with the argument that he was, quote-unquote, temporarily insane. So he later won the Boston Marathon just the year after.
Wow. Did he actually run? Or did he hitch a ride again?
I think he actually ran that time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's capable of doing a marathon. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he deserved the gold medal after all.
Fred Lourdes wasn't the only cheater, though.
Oh.
There was also an unusual story of cheating involved with the boxing event when a man named James Bollinger actually entered under a completely different identity. He registered himself as a well-renowned local boxer named Carol Burton with the plan to win the judge's favor. He actually managed to win one match before he was caught and eliminated from the game.
Mm.
But speaking of boxing, though women only competed in one official event, they did compete in boxing.
Women?
Yeah.
Good for them. That's awesome.
Although they were labeled a spectacle.
Yeah, it's not too good.
So they were not given any medals for it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And this would actually be the last time that women would box in the Olympics for 108 years.
Wow.
Yeah. The game was not brought back until 2012 in London.
And just for women, right?
Yes.
Men
okay. were still boxing.
Okay.
Because men have rights.
You're absolutely right. No, you're right. You're
right. Well, 1904, women couldn't vote.
That's true. Yeah. They could box in the Olympics.
They could. As a spectacle.
Yeah. Oh, true. Okay. So it's not that. It's.
You can box, but you can't vote.
Right. That's, yeah. That's not good. That's not good.
So, with all of this being said, what are your overall thoughts?
On the 1904 Olympics, wow, I don't know. It was something, all right? It was something.
Yeah, I definitely don't think the United States was exactly prepared.
I don't think Missouri was.
I mean, it was 1904, so I do, like, have... I am inclined to give them...
Some
slack.
Some slack.
Yeah.
Because people aren't too smart. They're not too... too brave.
I just don't think they had it figured out yet. You know?
I mean, you should know that, you know, people need water. especially when it comes to athletics. You know, they. But how was the next Olympics? Do you know anything about that?
1905, or not 1905.
1908. I wonder, where was that place? Do you know?
No, I have no idea. Not in Missouri? No, I don't think so. Oh, I think after Missouri, they were
done. They haven't gone back. Fingers crossed they won't.
Well, I think that's about it for today's episode of Off the Wall Museum. I appreciate your support, everyone. I hope you all enjoyed the story, and I hope that you, like me and Lucas,
absolutely
found this episode interestingly weird.
I sure did. I thought it was great.
Thanks for tuning in and listening. This has been me, your host, Rain Pulkowski.
And Lucas Brewer, the co-host and the person that reacts to whatever Rain has in store for me. Take care.
We hope to see you in the next one. Stay weird.